Hey everyone, welcome back. I've been diving into Robert Kiyosaki's latest thoughts on the crypto market, and honestly, it's such a refreshing reality check. He's pointing out that these recent market corrections aren't really about the coins themselves. They're really just exposing who's trading based on social media hype versus who's actually building real financial literacy.
That's a crucial distinction. And I think we need to be clear that volatility isn't a flaw in digital assets. It's fundamentally how they operate. You're looking at aggressive cycles of rapid appreciation, followed by steep pullbacks. It's the nature of the beast.
Exactly. And what's so empowering is how seasoned investors actually lean into that. They treat downturns as routine opportunities to rebalance or accumulate at better valuations. Meanwhile, hype-driven buyers often jump in without a real entry strategy, a risk management framework, or even a basic understanding of how these cycles work.
Which, unfortunately, leaves them incredibly vulnerable. You see that classic cycle of panic selling and emotional whiplash, where people end up buying high and selling low. It's a psychological trap, really. Kiyosaki stresses that chasing price momentum instead of underlying value just turns investing into gambling. We've seen this play out across real estate, stocks, and commodities for decades.
It's so true. The crypto space, especially Bitcoin, runs on these historical volatility cycles that constantly test your discipline. And we've seen it firsthand. Narratives can shift from euphoric bullish breakouts to panic-driven sell-offs in the blink of an eye. It's a lot to process emotionally.
It absolutely is. And that's where the noise becomes dangerous. Influencer-driven urgency and constant financial media chatter create a false sense of opportunity. It completely bypasses the critical questions you should be asking. What's your time horizon? How is your portfolio allocated? What are the actual long-term value drivers?
I love that perspective. It really drives home the point that asset selection actually matters far less than your foundational knowledge. You can pick the perfect coin, but if you don't have the financial education to back it up, you're setting yourself up for a fall.
Precisely. Long-term success in any market comes down to mastering universal financial principles. I'm talking about reading balance sheets, distinguishing assets from liabilities, managing cash flow, and maintaining a disciplined risk tolerance. Those are the bedrock skills.
It's so much healthier to focus on building that resilient foundation instead of trying to time volatile markets or react to every trending headline. Honestly, we should just treat these market swings as educational classrooms, not casino floors.
Well said. When prices inevitably decline, the focus shouldn't be on panic. It should shift to reviewing your strategy, reassessing your risk tolerance, and reinforcing those long-term value principles.
Couldn't have said it better. At the end of the day, it's disciplined financial literacy, strategic risk management, and emotional control that truly determine long-term success. And that applies no matter what asset class you're looking at. Thanks for walking through this with me.